Today, New York City woke up to find a new daily paper on the newsstands, the New York Sun. It costs 50 cents. It comes out 5 days a week. It's a broadsheet. It says it will focus on news of the city, and it's new in everything but name.
Before this sun rose, there was an earlier New York Sun. It lasted more than 100 years, and it revolutionized journalism.
It was started in 1833. The old Sun sold for a penny. In those days, most papers cost 6 cents, and most papers were merely transcripts of political speeches or commercial guides. The idea of featuring items of general interest never occurred to them.
Janet Steele wrote a book called The Sun Shines for All. She says The Sun was designed to be a paper of the people.
The way it was distributed on the street by newsies or newsboys, it was funded by advertising rather than the actual price of the paper. It was politically independent, even though often it was aligned with one party or another. It was not owned by a political party. But I think most importantly, it had a new definition of news as something that was timely and interesting, and editors assigned reporters to cover stories, and the kinds of stories they wrote about were things that would be familiar to us today.
Crime, mayhem, the police, the courts, in short, news.
It may not have been high-minded journalism, but it was a sensation and a huge commercial success.
It was a new kind of newspaper for a new kind of public. Working class, ordinary people, simple people, it was not for the elites.
The more staid papers of the 19th century criticized the Sun, but soon they were imitating it. Daily papers blossomed.
These were papers founded by William Randolph Hearst, Joseph Pulitzer, James Gordon Bennett, and Horace Greeley. Over the decades, their papers merged and the offerings on New York newsstands dwindled. The New York Sun vanished as an independent entity in 1950.
Then it became the New York World Telegram and Sun, a rather conservative evening paper in New York City. In 1966, that paper went out of business, but became a component of the New York World Journal Tribune, which had merged the old Journal American, owned by William Randolph Hearst, with the New York Herald Tribune, which had been a combination of the papers of James Gordon Bennett and Horace Greeley. So in this final entity that closed in 1967, the New York World Journal Tribune, it combined the New York World, the New York Tribune, the New York Herald, and the New York Sun. Five newspapers edited by five fierce rivals who probably wouldn't have had much to say to one another had they all been forced to be in the same room.
Janet Steele is Associate Professor of Journalism at George Washington University.
The new New York Sun started publication today. Its initial distribution is 60,000. If it can double that amount, it will tie the circulation of the old Sun of the 1880s.